We hear a lot about the dangers of drunk drivers, and we might be hearing more about drivers who are high on drugs. That's the subject of the reality check from our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Chad Blair is on the line.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Hey, so tell us about this bill that's making its way through the legislature.
Well, this is from Courtney Teague, one of our Capitol reporters. And, you know, this comes actually, the legislation, from the EGAY administration in the wake of those medical marijuana dispensaries finally opening for business and selling their product to qualified patients. The concern is driving under the influence of marijuana, that it should remain illegal and that it should be in statute. Remember, with marijuana, it's actually a Schedule I drug at the federal level, meaning it's illegal, along with methamphetamines, heroin, other drugs as well. There's even talk about adding, depending on which bill you're looking at, kava and even muscle relaxants that could impair your driving. So this is all part of a bill, a House and Senate bill with different versions, going into conference committee this week and next.
But you can't just, like, use a breathalyzer, right, to detect the different types of drugs.
I think that's one of the things that's been raised is, you know, how do you actually measure whether someone is stoned or high off some other medication? It's not as easy as you indicated with alcohol. There's even some concerns as to what actually constitutes the level of impairment. So these are the kind of things that they're going to have to weigh when they discuss this bill to see if they can work out a compromise. By the way, Catherine, caffeine and nicotine are exempt in this legislation. So for those of you who drink coffee and smoke cigarettes.
Now, it's also hard probably to prosecute, right? I mean, as far as detecting the level of drugs in somebody's body, don't you have to test your hair in some cases?
Yeah, these are the things they're going to have to figure out. But in fact, the bill does have support from the State Department of Transportation. Most of the county police departments and prosecutors are in support. But among those most prominently raising concerns are the Drug Policy Forum. While it's open to maybe having specific substances added to what constitutes driving under impairment, they're really worried that, you know, maybe what's more worrisome is drowsiness or distracted driving, right? People using their smartphones and whatnot. Should you, in fact, be working on that? And then what about things like antihistamines? Does that get factored in as well? How do you then measure that? So these are the kind of things that you've got to figure out. I should just add, most law enforcement officers are trained in recognizing impairment beyond alcohol.
Right, but the laws, I know it's tricky because keeping up with all the different things that pop up, you know, I mean, we've seen it with DLNR even, all the different types of thrill craft, and you have to, like, rewrite the rules every time, and that's a long process. So I'm sure it's the same with drugs.
And yeah, and remember as well that many medical marijuana patients continue to work, contribute to society. They've got to get to their job. They've got to go buy groceries. Shouldn't they be allowed to use a car? So these are the kind of challenges that the lawmakers will have to work out.
All right. Thanks, Chad.
Sure.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.